Meshus Rishkoyle Shlita, Meshus Avimori Shlita, Meshus Alle Chavare Makshivim. It's a gewaltige Schie. I could say I'm humbled to stand in the presence of such gewaltige Menschen. You went to a place that was not a Mokim Torah, and you created, you built a Mokim Torah. It's a gewaltige Sach. I've been here 2 years ago, and I'm here now, and I see gewaltig. How much koiches you put in, I think, and partly, unknowingly, weismanish, what kind of ashpa you could have, what kind of influence you could have on the whole Seviva. Speak about a gewisse Inyan. This week's parasha will start off Al Kapunim, and we'll go a little bit further with it. It says, the beginning of the parasha, right after Vayaka, when you talk about the Nidves HaMishkan, it says, Vayavoyu kol isha shenesoy liboy, v'choyla shenot v'ruchoy oysoy heviyu es trumas Hashem, The pasuk connotates two types of people: a person that's ish ashin esoy liboy, and ish ashin not varuchay oisay. We have to understand the difference between a not varuchay and an esoy liboy. Pashtus, it's the same thing: a person who decided that he wants to donate to the Mishkan, and he came and he donated. The Ramban of an Arut explains that the chilik is asoy. He had two types of donations. He had the physical donations. People donated gold, silver, and such types of things. And he had the person that donated his time, his expertise. Nesoy Liboy means somebody who donated his expertise. He understood what to do. He understood he was a builder. He understood how to work with the gold, with the silver. And he had the person that donated the money. Vayavayu kol isha shenesoy liboy means the people that donated the Nesoy Liboy their time. He was So that was one mahalach. How the Ramban explains it. The second mahalach to understand is a mahalach of the Netziv. The Netziv wants to make an afkamina between Nesoy Liba is a higher madreig than not varuchai. One person gives of his own volition, he wants to give, and the second person is he feels pressure to give, but he was able to have ashpa on himself and give. I'd like to possibly go with a different mahalach abyssal to understand the yisoid of Nesoy Liboy and the wording of a daika, what Nesoy Liboy means. That's Ha'ara Aleph. Ha'ara Beis, I would like to put forth in Pesante Kash of Yismach Moshe, Pashas Pekudei. Eile Pekudei Amishka Mishkano Eidos. And he puts forth a gewaldige kashim. We have four Pashas in the Torah, Terumah Tetzava, and Vayakel and Pekudei. They talk about building the Mishkan, donating to the Mishkan, both the Mishkan itself, to the Big Day Kahuna. The entire time that the Mishkan stood was 38 years. If you look at the big picture of a veld that stands for 6,000 years, take out 38 years that you had a Mishkan, and that was it. Because once they came into Eretz Yisrael, they went to Gilgal, they went to Shiloh, Noivy Givon, B'Samigdash, that we didn't have the Mishkan anymore. So, L'chayr, why do we go and spend four Sedras in the Torah, about 38 years, and that wasn't the guy for afterwards. Afterwards, Avad had said that he put it away, had the Kedusha. But L'chayr, the Kailim, we also have to be down with the Kailim, they use the same, the Oren, they use the same. So what's Yisrael Shlomo HaMelech made his own Menorah. So L'chayr, why do we spend so much time on it? The Yismach Moshe Grad explains with the Gewaldige Marshal. It says there was a person, a very wealthy man, and he was Nifter, and he left over a Ben Yochid. Ben Yochid was spoiled, as you could well imagine. And he was used to getting whatever he wanted, and he was a gambler, and he did all those things that we could imagine. He spent all the money that was left over, that his father had, and of course he was used to all his addictions, and he went to steal, to be able to support whatever lifestyle he chose for himself. As time went on, they caught him, and they wanted to, those times they wanted to kill him. They wanted to hang him, you know, such a type of thing. There was one thing that was left from his father's entire wealth. It was a beautiful diamond, a large diamond, it doesn't say how many carats it was. This beautiful diamond, and he told the king, listen to me, I have one diamond that's left from my father. I know the king, if he would put it into his crown, would be a gewaltige Sach. I would like to give this diamond to the crown, to the king. And for that, you should pardon me. And from now on, I'll be in the straight and narrow. I'm not going to go veer off the right path. The king agreed to it. And he gave him another chance. And he put his life into order. A guy comes over to him, Zogdi Yismach Moshe, and tells him, what kind of person are you? Not only did you waste all of your father's wealth, but that diamond that your father was so proud of for so many years, and he put it in a safe and he didn't let anybody look at it, you also gave away? So he says, you don't understand. This diamond that I gave away is not that I gave it away and it's lost. The fact that I'm alive today, the fact that I have children today, and Einik Lechen Alles, is only because of that diamond. There's no other better perpetuation of this diamond than the fact that I gave it away and I'm able to survive. Zogt the Yitzmach Moshe. If we understand that the Mishkan was taken only 38 years, but the Migdash, I don't know if you started Misach, if you're up to Erev and Samach Beis, I'm sure, or a little bit further, I guess you started Dav Beis, Stama. So Dav Beis, it says Migdash Ikri Mishkan, Mishkan Ikri Migdash. And we understand that the Mishkan wasn't finished just by the Mishkan itself, it was the Migdash. And after the Migdash was Charev, Shafach Hamasa Leitzim Alavanim, that we should have a Kiyim, the fact that we're alive today is thanks to that Mishkan. So that Mishkan wasn't 38 years, the Mishkan spans the entire Zman, Biz Yidin Kimen Un, Biz Mashiach Satan. So to answer his question, Baiz Hashem would like to put forth another answer for it as well, as we go on. A third point, we know we have an Inyan of the Aron. The Aron had two Kruvim. To tell you the truth, the Inyan of the two Kruvim and the Aron is a gewaltige Sache. If you understand, based on Yahadus, the Kruvim on the Aron is mamash a stira to the entire Yahadus. To the first Dibur, Anoich Hashem Leikechol, Iyelecha, to understand that we should have tzuros in the highest place in v'sufasun ha'shayich, and noch yehad too. We know Kalkalal Yisrael is only built on only chasashom, there are no shtei reshuyah, it's only one thing, and now you have two tzuros, it's mamash a pele, the ganz inyan of the Kruvim. The Rabbeinu Bechai explains that the Kruvim were a symbol of the Malachim. Kalal Yisrael has a chiv to believe in the mitzias of Malachim, and that's the inyan of Kruvim. Mazazuk Rabbeinu Bechai. But again, Baiz Hashem, I would like to put forth another Mahalach, and we're going to see in a second. So last question. This question is not on Chumash, this question is on you. I understand most of you came from Adir Yerushalayim, Lakewood, even Pashta Flatbush, and other places that you came from. And you came to a place like North Miami Beach, that is L'chayra Mokim Shtziyav Etzalmov, is a place that there was not a Mokim Torah. And we have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that a person came over to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. I told him that, where do you live? And I said, I live in Mokim, place Malaya Chacham v'Seifrim, gewaldige place. And he says, I'm going to give you Elef Alafim Din Reizav, I want you to Lada Bim Kaimainu. So he says, you should know that you give me all the money in the world, Ein Ani Dar Ela B'Mokim Torah. So L'chayra, what was the Hezber? What was the catalyst?
Huh?
No, you. I agree. But that time, Gans America was not a Mokim Torah. You start off with a zero. So wherever you go, wherever you landed. But then we're all coming from a Mokim Torah. What's pshat? Bothered me a little bit.
I was being. Malkiel said, "This is Na'al Hashem, which is Miami Beach."
This is.
Not
it's an Hecher. Okay, here. Halavai takul Na'al Hashem.
Another
pshat. Yeah, that's right. It's a Masa Mahal Chazoy. Says Doa Yisoid in the Inyan of Nesoy Liboy that Rabbi Yeruchim Mashgiach from the Mir explains the Yisoid Azoy. A person is based on his sheifas. A person has sheifas. A person wants to grow. A person is based on those sheifas. I'll tell you a story. Rav Gifter Zichron Levrachim was a Baltimorean. He came from Baltimore and he went to Tel Aviv to learn before the war. He came back. He was a gewaldige masmid. Somebody once told me that it was a hot summer in Baltimore in those times, that there were no air conditioners. And one two-month span of time, he was so hot, he sat with pajama pants and tzitzis, and that was it because it was so hot. And he went through Gansai de Kachim. They say that he had pictures in his room of all the gedolim of that time. And then he had one frame that was empty. I'm going to get there. The yisod of a person that has sheifas, if you have sheifas, you grow. If somebody doesn't have sheifas, if he's happy with himself, you know, I'm a great guy, I learn, I daven, God is happy with me, so that's where you'll stay. You're not going anywhere. On the other hand, if you have sheifas, you want to grow, that's the only way it could work. Each person has gewaldige koiches inside. You just have to be able to take it out. You have to open it up, mefatayach the koiches, and then you could grow. That's the yisod of sheifas. By yavoyu kol ish, every person that his life was nesoy picked him up, he felt that koyach that I could grow. I'll put nocha yisof to that. Achsam soif ne pashas tetzave. Va'ato tedaber al kolchach me'leiv. Asher mileisiv ruach chachma. What does it mean? Va'ato tedaber al kolchach me'leiv. That I was molei ruach chachma. Of course, if it's a chach me'leiv, he was molei ruach chachma. You're making a mistake, zot chsam soif. It doesn't mean I'm telling you two descriptions. He's a chach me'leiv and he's molei ruach chachma. This person is full of chachma. He doesn't know it. He needs somebody to tell him. You know what you should tell him? Asher mileisiv ruach chachma. I filled you with chachma. Zot chsam soif in Teres Moshe. A person has to know the gewaldige koiches that he has. And dorch dem, that he knows those koiches, he could go build on that. A person should understand those koiches that he has to make him what the Nesivis Shalom Chalik Aleph says in Ashar Avoides Hashem on the Indian of Yatzivus be Avoides Hashem. Yatzivus, he says, a lot of people are gewaldig in learning. When you learn in, let's say, you're going to Lakewood, you're going to Panovich, you're going to Demir, and you're sitting in a besmedish with 500,000 people. You have the Oilam land, it's a knack, the Oilam is living and learning. So gewaldig, of course, you're into it. You get swept up with the enthusiasm. When you come to, you go to the Koisel and you daven, and you see people next to you, you automatically you daven. But the second that you take away those crutches, the second you take away all the outside seviva, and you're left with emptiness, is a big chisar in avodas Hashem. That's not the way you're supposed to be. A person has to be yatziv. A person has to be strong in avodas Hashem. That it doesn't make a difference about the sviva. It doesn't make a difference on my mood. If I am in the mood, if I'm not in the mood, if it worked out, whatever other things at home, I have my job to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities, and I'm going to grow to wherever I could reach. That's the avod of yitzivus b'avodas Hashem. If somebody works on that mahalach, Ayin Kites, it's unbelievable where he could come to, where he could get, where he could bring himself to, which madrage he could get to. Rabbi said, if we understand this yisod of Nesoy Levi, and understand that this was the yisod of the Mishkan, there's a Meshechachma in Parshas Nosoy. Meshechachma Shteltzich. It says in Pasuk, Vayimshochem Vayikadesh Oysam, Mot Gizalb, they shmir the Mishkan with the Shemana Mishcha, and he was Mekadesh it. The Gemara Masech the Shavuos, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph asks, L'chayrim, what does it mean that he was Moshech the Mishkan? L'chayrim, why don't we have to be Moshech all the Kalim that there were in the Bes HaMikdash? Frayed the Gemara, because it says V'chein Ta'asu means L'dayrus. And for the Gemara, V'yishvshakim Yikadish Oysam, Oysam B'mashichem, V'lo L'dayrus B'mashichem. Frayed Toysvis, why doesn't the Gemara ask that we should be Moshech the walls of the Bes HaMikdash as well? You're only asking about the Kalim, just like you were Moshech the Kerashim. Zog de Meshechach me Parshas Nasoi, loy kasha midi. It's not shver at all. I'll explain to you the difference. The Yisod of the Beis HaMikdash was built on a place. The Yisod of the Beis HaMikdash was built on a place. And the place that was there had Kiddusha on its own. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash did not require the Kiddusha because the place itself had it. On the other hand, the Mishkan wasn't built on a place. The Mishkan was movable. Wherever you moved it, you brought the Kiddusha along with it. If you weren't Moshech the walls of the Mishkan, so you're going to build it somewhere else, how are you going to have the Kiddusha there? The only way you could have a Kiddusha is only if the walls themselves, the Kerashim themselves, have Mashiachim. That's the Yisod of the Mishkan. I think that's the answer to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, the Kash that we asked from Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. If you look at the Mishnah, it's mashma that the guy said, listen, I live in a great place. And we have a whole bunch of things. We have amusements, we have Pirates Ginoise, we have Kametveri, whatever things he had over there. One of the other things that he wanted to have to make, you know, all the amenities that if you ever look at advertisements for Pesach, we have everything. We have Dafyomi Shurim, we have separate swimming, mixed swimming, we have Alice, whatever you want, we have. It's Givaldi. So one of the things that also he wanted to have, Rabbi Yosef Mekisma, Grace Rebbe, I don't know if it was Chassidus or Litvish, I don't know, and make Kanak Alev Givaldi, that's what he wanted. And he says, you know what, and I'm going to make it worth your while. I'm going to give you Elif Alaf and Din Rezob. So he says, for me, I should go there because you want to have whatever you want, and you're going to give me personally to enhance my wealth. Ein Indar Elam Mokim Torah. On the other hand, when you have Yungalai that come from somewhere else, from a Kaimis Torah, to create a Mokim Torah, to be able to be Yatziv and Avodas Hashem, that even though you sit in this little room over here, Baruch Hashem, I see Knan Haaretz building a couple of blocks down, this little room, this little carved out alcove that they put you in, like, you could say in a way, like it's like a closet, And from this little closet, you could have such an influence on the community. You could see, I come in at night before Maariv, and I see the Olam is learning one with the other. It's Mamash Gevaldik. It's a pleasure to see. It's a Mamash Anachas. And the Gevaldik Ashpah that you have, it's Pint Faket. Like you said, it's Lakewood. You're making a Mokim Torah. You're creating a Mokim Torah. That's from Neymar Atmanish. That's the Yisod of Mashiachas HaKrashim. That's the Mishkan. This Mishkan is an emes that all the places you could transplant Torah in different places. If you have the right Krashim, if you have the right people to be able to transplant it in different places. I think we basically answered most of our questions. The Kruvim we have to deal with. So, Avart from Krokoviruv. Krokoviruv Gevein Rabbi Yosef Nechem Yekarnitzer. My great Segun Gevesen. He was an Einik of the Chassam Sofer a few ways. He says, he himself, his father was an Eidim, he was an Eidim all the ways up. He was also an Ayakal of Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Yosef Nechemya says this. He says, the Inyan of the Kruvim, with the two Kruvim, one was on the right side, one was on the left. We know, Mimina, Gevesen, the Inyan of Torah is Mimin, Orech Yom and Bimina, Mesmaila Oshe V'chavid. So there are two types of people that make Klal Yisrael. You have the people that sit and learn, you have the people that work. Klal Yisrael was not set up that Gans Klal Yisrael should be sitting and learning a whole day. It's Yisoid that he puts it, that he puts it. There was a lot of slack around the Alt's history. That the Pesrol Chartkever, was one of the heads of the Agudim before the war. And he felt that just like we have yeshivas for learning the Torah, you have to have yeshivas for people that aren't set up to learn, that they should be Frimiyidin, Talmid Chachumim enough, that they should be able to appreciate Balabatim, Talmid Chachumim, appreciate Rabunim yeshivas. Al Kapunim, the master, there are two types of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael knows that you have the two Kruvim, one on the right side, the Talmid Chachamim, one on the left side, the Balbatim, and Ufnayim Ishal Achiv, and one looks at the other, Ela Kapoiris, and both have their eye on that Kapoiris, on the Torah, that they're going to live Al Pi Torah, that is the Mokai Mekudish B'yose. When you have that understanding between the two sides of the Kruvim, the Yemin and the Smoil, of them, you could bring out the Nachas Ruch for the Eibishtim. Like to be Messiah and Rabbi Yisrael, with the Yisod, a Bracha and a Yediyah. There's a word of the Tver Shloim and Parshas Yisrael. He says, Vayoyim Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Aschem Yad Mitzrayim, Um Yad Parah, Asher Hitzel Asom Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Freyde Tver Shloim, every single Yid that came out of Mitzrayim, I'm sure said Baruch Hashem. And that's the first thing we always say, Baruch Hashem, Gloim the Eibishtim. We got out of Mitzrayim. The only person that's mentioned in the Torah that he said Baruch Hashem is Yisroel. Why? What about all the other Eden that said it? All the other Eden that said Baruch Hashem said it because they got out. They got out, Baruch Hashem. You know, Gevaldik. I was in, I'm out. Baruch Hashem, Geloiv Darai Bishten. On the other hand, Yisroel, he wasn't in, he wasn't out. He sees it's good for somebody else and he's so happy with that. That's good for somebody else. He says Baruch Hashem. If one person is happy for somebody else and tells Yenim, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to see you in a good matzah, such a bracha nobody else had, and such a bracha is special to be put into the Torah. I come from New York, and you're all growing Givaldik, and I could tell you, Baruch Hashem, it's mamash a pleasure to see you. It's Givaldik how one by one, each of you have, according to what I understand, I'm only a guest for a while, but I see everybody has his job over here, Basidaf Arbiton, what he has to build up. And Skivaldik, it's Mamash Achziku Yedaychem. I'll be Messiah with a story. It's a shtikla pachadik story. It's 100% emes, Val de Chavetz Chaim writes in Shem Oilam Perik Ches on the bottom of the Hagoyes. Ba'ainai ro'isi ma'isa zeh. That's the Lashon he says. I saw this story myself. There's a person that Nebuch, he had children, and one child after the other, Nebuch passed away. He had one child, who lived a couple of months, was Nifta, second child, third child. And he came to Rav and he says, if somebody has a son, so he went to a Chacham and he asked this Rav, what should I do? He says, I don't know what to tell you. I could just tell you this is a school. Give me this chasadim, it's a school. If you can go in chesed, you have a school, it should work. My answer to you is make a gemach. And that borrows money for interest free, and that should help. So they made a gemach, they made a whole bunch of rules, and their deal was that within 3 years from that date, they're going to have a dinner, and they're going to be mechazik the gemach, and see if they could bring in new funds, and make new rules, and see whatever is negaya, what's necessary for. After 3 years, the day that they made the dinner coincided with the bris of a child that was born to him. As time went on, he had other children and they all survived. It was Givaldi. Baruch Hashem, his family grew. His needs, his panaso needs also grew. The gemach grew. And his time stayed the same. So he was stuck. How should he cover everything? He went to the Rav and asked him, maybe I could put up a manager instead of me to take care of the gemach. The Rav didn't want to hear of it. Comes him a couple of months later, and Anachamel, the next child, he comes over and says, I can't, it's mom's impossible. He says, okay, what should I tell you? My answer to you is, we'll decide on a manager in Fafal. They decide on a manager, somebody who's very, very good, Mekenzich Falazen of him, and they decided that he's going to be, they called him down, and they signed the contract that he's going to take over. That was at night. Zog the Chofetz Chaim. In the morning, the guy comes back and tells the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe, I have a tragedy to tell you. One of the children passed away last night. One of his children. Zodok the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim brings the story. And he says, the Chofetz Chaim says, that my otay to the mass is, Gemilas Chasodim is a gewaltige Sache, but Chas Hashem, you can't stop. You have to keep on going, you have to keep on growing. The Gemilas Chasodim, the Toilim is Mekayim, but the Torah is Ad En L'Shair. I'm sure that it's a gewaltige Hatzola and it's a gewaltige protection on the entire Kehillah, North Miami, hopefully of Miami also. And gewaltige Ostelische Sache. Keep up the good work. Time is the health and taken. But this Makam Torah should go to Yerushalayim. But be as Mashiach, so kind of a matter of Yemen Omei.